door on the down slide. Should have saw it come from the other side. No place left.
Stop. Hey, it's Fun Drive Week. You can give me a call, 648-5925. I'll give you a whole bunch more information about that in just a moment. But that was Quato from their debut full length out this year on Halifax's Acadian Embassy. That was a track called Groundwork. You also heard from Wayne Hansen a couple of tracks from his newest record, Escape, called Goodnight and Fine Line. My name's Brian Cleveland. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you're having a great day out there. I'm having a good time in here telling you all about Fun and Drive, playing great new Canadian music as I do every single week on the mixtape. The show usually airs live out of local FM in St. John, New Brunswick on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. for 1 hour, but it's already been an hour. I'm into hour number two this week because it's Fun Drive doing an special expanded edition. I think I almost said the word ex-special, which combined the words expanded and special, so that's patented. You can't have that. No, we'll share. We'll share things as community radio is wont to do. All right, enough goofing around. It is Funding Drive Week here, and you can give me a call if you're listening to this program live. If you're listening to it live, it is October the 28th, 2014 at 10:16 a.m. And that means you can give me a call when I take a break here in a moment at 648-5925, as many of our fine listeners have already done this morning to me and throughout the week already. We're only about halfway through, so it's just really ramping up and things are going great here. So thanks to all those fine supporters. I've heard, let me grab my old binder of donations over here from, so I can tell you about some of the really cool people that have called in. Last night we had a donation from Patrick. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. Your donation goes a long way. $100, super generous. We also heard from Don, Sarah, and Emily. They all donated $20. Very, very much appreciated. We heard from Diane, we heard from Catherine, and we heard from Nick. We also heard from Grace, Darlene, and Bronwyn, all some of our many generous, fine donors this year. And thanks so much for giving us a call or donating in all the many fine ways you can donate. We've had people drop by the station. We are in the TJ Condon Student Center on the UNB St. John campus. You can come on by. We're room 235. That's right above the cafeteria. Go grab yourself a coffee or a treat. Come up and say hello and check out our studios and what your donations can help make happen in the strong and mighty and small community of St. John, New Brunswick, and our strong and mighty but sometimes a little small community radio station. Small, quaint, and mighty. So come on by. We'd love to see you always, but especially during Funding Drive Week. And also, as I mentioned, give your favorite DJ, your favorite live DJ a call at 648-5925. They'll pick up the phone, say hello, and take your pledge, and then open the phone line up again for another fine caller such as yourself. We'll also be able to make donations localfm.ca/donate. And we also are at events all kinds of times throughout the city, both during Funding Drive Week and outside of that. And you can always make donations there as well. So go check out information on that, always on our website, localfm.ca, or also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/localfm, or also local 1073 FM on Twitter, all kinds of ways on the internet. So go check that out. In the last break, in the last hour, we were talking a little about the Voices of Community Radio, which is something that the National Campus of Community Radio Association has been creating, and all the kinds of cool little snippets that they've created talking about community radio, and especially on a national scale, because they also have a donation program that they've set up recently. So if you're going to make a donation to Local FM, thank you so very, very much. But perhaps you have more donation power behind that. Maybe you have some extra dollars laying around. You know, you want to sort of spread the love around. Donating on a national scale is very huge as well. So if you only have money, as even they say themselves, if you only have money to donate to your local community radio station, do that. But if you have the power to donate to more than one organization, we would definitely encourage you checking out NCRA, which can be found on ncra.ca. And coming up in 2015, we're hosting the National Conference, which is going to be a very, very exciting time for me, a very exciting time for our station and for our community. We're going to be welcoming over 100 passionate, community-minded radio people into our fine little city. They'll be all over the place supporting our local businesses and learning and sharing their knowledge with you, our listeners, our volunteers, and our general populace of St. John. So keep an eye out for that. June 2015, a really, really great conference and something I've learned a lot from. It has definitely helped increase the power and reach of this radio station, both literally and not. And I'm going to play my voice as a radio clip here for a little bit for you in a moment, because who better to speak to community radio for me but myself, prepared and recorded by another individual. I want to talk a little bit about, super briefly here, about why nonprofit and why Pledge Drive, why we ask for your support, and why your dollars go a very long way. So what are we spending this money on? It's something very important for you to ask and very important for us to explain sort of what the dollar and cents of community radio is, because we, you know, all this information is readily available to you. We would be more than willing to explain it to you anytime. Come on by. We would even show you our statement of operations, and maybe you could help us operate more on a more tight budget. But maintaining a radio station, as you can imagine, or perhaps not, is a relatively expensive undertaking. We currently maintain our full-time 24-hour-a-day operation for just around $100,000 a year. Last year, our revenue was $95,000, and we had a very small excess of expenses over revenue. Usually, we're breaking pretty close to even, maybe a little bit of extra revenue one year, and maybe a little bit of extra expenses, as nonprofits generally operate. And maybe that budget seems large to you, or maybe if you're involved in other nonprofits or other organizations, you would realize it's actually very, very small compared especially to other radio stations. What many commercial radio stations would spend on just one promotional campaign, be it billboards throughout the city, on taxi cabs, on buses, we spend just to exist for an entire year. And as you're possibly well aware, our programming is mostly all done by volunteers, but there's still lots of costs involved in running this radio station. We're always repairing and replacing equipment, and there's all kinds of very small costs, such as CD players, pens and pencils and headphones and stuff like that. But to be able to provide you with quality broadcasting, we need to maintain our existing equipment and also constantly embrace new technology so that we can enhance and improve our programming. And the electronics in our on-air booth are on, as I mentioned, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And upgrading that equipment and really allows us to create better pre-recorded programming, such as our really strong news and spoken word shows. And all of these rely on your direct support. So I want to actually delve into our audit a little bit here. As I mentioned, I'd be always willing to come to have you come on by and sort of see what it's about. And our revenues have been generally increasing a lot over the last years. When I started working here, I've been involved as a volunteer since 2005. But when I started working here almost six years ago as the station manager, our revenues were about $50,000, and we were losing money pretty much every year. And we've since then been able to really step it up, thanks to the support of the university, thanks to the support of our listeners, such as yourselves, during our funding drive. But what is the actual breakdown of this $100,000 look like? So we don't air a lot of advertising. We don't necessarily want to air a lot of advertising. Our advertising is generally of a higher value to organizations by able to keep our costs, the cost of our advertising, a little bit lower. But we think we still offer a really, really strong value by being able to do that. And we generally focus on community-minded local organizations. So you might not even realize sometimes that you're hearing advertising, and that's sort of one of the things we strive for. We want it to feel like it's something that you want to hear and that it's a part of our programming. It melds in. So we generally have long-standing agreements and relationships with strong local organizations, and that has included organizations such as the Bayview Credit Union, such as the Imperial Theater, and also Greenleaf Shoe, organizations like that who really support what we're doing and come to us with very specific tailored requests. They really understand our audience and what we're trying to do here, and we definitely appreciate their support over the years. But that only equals about $2,000, so that's only about 2% of our revenue coming from advertising. our donations, both during funding drive and throughout the rest of the year, equals to about 5% of that $100,000. So it ranges anywhere between $4,000 and $6,000. And now our grants are generally, especially over the last few years, about half of that. Last year, $57,000 of $108,000. So over half of our revenue came from grants. And that's many fine organizations such as National Community Radio, Campus and Community Radio Association, who helped us be able to do a Resonating Reconciliation documentary. The Community Radio Fund of Canada, which I'd like to tell you a little bit more about in the near future. We also have some granting programs from the city, from the St. John Community Arts Board, from the university, from some technology fee and such of things as that. We also, beyond that, have a small amount of revenue that comes in from our membership fees. We do ask our members to pay a fee that matches the fee that our students pay, and that is a $20 a year. And so that only ends up being a couple hundred dollars, and that usually goes into directly providing events and thanks to our volunteers through such as our community barbecue that we have every year, and also our holiday party Kegnog, which again happens every year sometime early in December. We also receive a student levy from the university and from the students, and that would equal a good portion of our revenue as well. And so the students automatically are participating in the station and keeping it alive. So that's why we reach out to the community. The community makes up anywhere between half. Usually we say that the community and the students are half and half, but it can sometimes, it sometimes is more community, sometimes more students. I would say right now it's definitely about half and half. So this is why we ask the community to take part. This is your opportunity. We've already had lots of help from the students and our existing members, and now we're going out to you, our other fine listeners, to get your support as well to keep this radio station on the air. All right, that's been a bit lengthy, so we're going to jump into some music here after I play my Voices of Community radio clip sometime somewhere in the middle here of this musical set. But I want to then tell you, I've given you a sense of where our money comes from. I want to give you a little bit of sense now to continue breaking down in the next voice break a little bit about what expenses we have here at Local FM. So we're going to jump into another cool compilation. It's a great time of year, our funding drive, because often other universities and other university-based campus stations are also having their funding drives. So I know that CGSW in Calgary is having their funding drive. UMFM at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg is having their funding drive. And CFMU also released a pretty cool compilation that we played from earlier. Another station, one that I just mentioned, that puts out a really interesting and excellent compilation for their funding drive as one of their prizes every year, but then also sends it out to all the community radio stations across Canada, is CJSW 90.9 FM. Good friends of ours in Calgary, and they always put out this live sessions compilation. This one's called Sounds from the Workshop of CJSW. And this one's a whopping three discs with 15 to 16 tracks on every single one. Really excellent. All live sessions that they've done in their studio all year long. We're going to start off with disc two because it has one of my favorite artists I discovered in the past year, Beach Season, with a track called Body Heat. We're going to keep it rolling with a little bit of music after that. And now you can give me a call if you're listening to this live. It is October the 28th, 2014, 10:28 a.m. Give me a call, 648-5925 or localfm.ca outside of that time to find out how you can donate as well. Here is Body Heat by Beach Season. My name is Brian Cleveland. You're listening to the mixtape during Funding Drive. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'm the station manager at Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH. I've also been on the National Campus and Community Radio Association board since 2012 and was elected as president in 2014. I became involved in radio after tuning into the radio station by accident in the school parking lot and after hearing about how to become involved with some friends. I initially thought of it as an opportunity to basically share new and independent emerging Canadian music, but I learned over the last 10 years it is a lot more than that. Community radio, particularly for me, has been a catalyst for positive change in our city and a really great opportunity to build skills for our staff and volunteers, gathering unique voices and interests that you don't see anywhere else. The NCRA has supported our radio station specifically with regulatory affairs, handbooks, and we received a Resonating Reconciliation grant to create a great documentary. I was sold ever since then. And aside from that, people should support the NCRA because they have saved our sector an almost incalculable amount of money. They really go to bat for community radio across the country. And without this organization, there wouldn't be as much sharing of information and skills. It really bolsters community radio as a whole. I'm Brian, and I'm a friend of community radio, and you should be too. The NCRA is an amazing organization, and we could definitely use your help in making it stronger.
You're listening to Local 107.3 FM.
My name is Jared Evan Sampson. I play music in the band Tough Age, and I programmed for a number of years the show Geographing on CGSF here in Vancouver. Geographing was based all around the idea of cryptozoology and mythological stuff. I did a special that I recorded called Geographing Christmas Spooktacular that was sort of a old-timey throwback Christmas special with skits and special guests, Star Wars Christmas records, and all these other weird things, and interspersed with sort of skits and a story, and a lot to do with cryptozoology and some things like that. They played every Christmas during my time at the station, and then even for a few years after I left, they would still play it around Christmas time. The radio show CGSF was a springboard for a lot of what I ended up actually doing. I started playing music sort of after that. I started playing in bands here in Vancouver and started a label as well called Geographing that I ran for a while, and put out records by my own band Rollmock and Apollo Ghosts and Shearing Pinks, Fist City, a lot of variant stuff in Vancouver that just came out of the idea that if I could I shared music over the radio, that I could probably share the music I liked in another format. When you're in a thing like community radio, most of the people who are there are volunteering their free time, spending their free time. They're sharing what they love, and they just want to do it and get it out there and have people hear it. And I met a lot of people I would go on to play music with or be involved with 10 years later. To have an organization like the NCRA there to support up-and-coming areas or places that want a station and be able to support communities and groups that want to do the same thing, it creates a place for people to go and have these experiences. I don't think I even realized it at the time how important being involved in radio was to me or what impact it would have on me later on. My name is Jared Evan Sampson, and I am a friend of community radio.
All the programming you hear on Local 107.3 FM is produced by volunteer community members. This makes Local FM unique. It's radio for the community, programmed by the community, programming that is untouched by marketing groups and demographic surveys. If you believe in this, give your favorite DJ a call at 506-648-5925 and help support Campus Community Radio during our Fun Drive Week.
If you said you would leave today, I couldn't follow. Ooh. How could I follow?
If you said it was in my head, how would you know?
Ooh. When I am hollow. Space to breathe. Won't you step away from me?
Hey, that was Like a Motorcycle from their most recent EP, Stay Single, the closing track from that, Too Safe to Stay. And they, of course, played a super cool show at Halifax Pop Explosion 2014. And they were, really great. It was nice to see them. And you also heard from Regardless with Defects and Beach Season from a Body Heat from CGSW in Calgary's live sessions for this year called Sounds from the Workshop. And that was from disc number 2. You're tuned in. It is our funding drive week here at Local 107.3 FM. What does that mean for you? It means you can give me a call live in the booth, 648-595. If you don't reach me or you don't want to call, you want to call your favorite DJ, you can also reach them at that number as well. You can also donate by going online, localfm.ca, click on donate, or directly at localfm.ca/donate, and all kinds of ways to do that. You can also find our contact information as well as our address where you can send your donation, check money order cash, any sort of thing like that through the mail, or you can also follow that address, put the directions into your GPS or Google Maps or what have you, and come on by to see us here on the UMB St. John campus. We would love to meet you. All right. I want to keep the flow going here a little bit from the last time we spoke. I was sort of telling you a little bit about what money does here at Local FM. So what is your donations going towards? Are we just frivolously throwing this money towards pizzas? No, we are not. In fact, we'd never do that, actually. We're on a really tight budget. We can't afford pizzas, nor do we think that we should be spending your donations on pizzas. Why am I talking about pizzas so much? Really, what I should be talking about is all kinds of the important equipment and work that goes on here. So we've already talked about sort of where the money comes from. So our revenues are generally around $100,000, at least the last couple of years, it's sort of floated around that area. And so some of that, about 2-5% of that, comes from advertising. About 5-6% of that comes from donations, which include your donations during funding drive. A large portion of that, 46-58% of that in the last 2 years, comes from grants. And that is where things like the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the St. John Community Arts Board and also the NCRA, where they come into play and really, really help us step up our game. That's how we really are able to pay for the majority of our staffing here, aside from our core staff positions of station manager and programming director, though we've been able to bolster their positions as well because of grants. A large portion of that comes from student levies, and then a small portion of that also comes from our members, from their small membership fee that they pay to take part. Though you don't have to pay a fee to become a member, you can always donate your time. We're willing to work with any kind of financial situation anyone might be in. So that's sort of where the money comes from. Where does the money go? Well, last year, about $8,000 of that went into equipment purchases. Now, that would have all been from a grant, so none of that was your money. Generally, our equipment purchases mostly all come from grants, though we would spend some of the money that comes in through funding drive and donations on equipment and repair. So that might mean a new pair of headphones, and we definitely can go through those pretty regularly. Might mean some odds and bits, but mostly your donations are not going towards equipment purchases. We also put out some honorariums to students. That would also mostly would have come from our grants, but also definitely your donations play a part in that. So your donations play a part in providing honorarium to students who would have been involved in all kinds of different projects. We do give a small honorarium to our music director and our technical director. So those are people that we're able to support thanks in part to your donations. We also have normal things that you'd expect, general expenses, office expenses, which are mostly just sort of like supplies, insurance and meetings and conventions, the sort of the conferences we've talked about. And those things would mostly not come from your donations and promotions and that sort of thing. So where does your donation come into play? Well, it comes into play in all sorts of ways because, you know, I've already run down some of our expenses, and so definitely it sort of comes into all those different areas as well. One of the main things that we're able to pay for with your donations is SOCAN fees. And if you don't know what SOCAN is, you can go online. There's all kinds of information to sort of learn about what SOCAN is. But it is the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada. It's a nonprofit organization that represents the Canadian performing rights of millions of Canadians and international music creators and publishers. So all kinds of information you can go check out, socan.ca, but it's basically the result of a merger that took place back in 1990. There was different composers, authors, and publishers associations of Canada. One was CAPAC, and also the Performing Rights Organization of Canada, which was called ProCan. And they work with providing licenses to more than over 100,000 businesses, and then they distribute the royalties to members and peer organizations around the world. And so that's an organization that we pay money to. And then in the ideal world, though, those fees go directly into the pockets of musicians that were playing on our radio station. So at the end of the day, a big portion of your donations actually goes, ends up getting funneled through us in all sorts of different ways and goes into being paid towards artists. So that's definitely a good use of your funds. And as I had been previously talking about, possibly going through some of our mail, we did also get a letter from Resound, which is another rights organization that sort of supports the writers and composers of music as well in Canada. And so that's an organization that I would encourage you to go check out as well. It's dedicated to obtaining fair compensation for artists and record companies, and you can go find out more about them at resound.ca. And just go to the About Us section there and sort of figure out what that's all about. It's about performance rights, and they, of course, also represent thousands of artists and record companies. So those are just some of the costs that come into play in running a community organization. Didn't really get around to, unfortunately, some of the things I planned to talk about on the show, but hopefully that really gave you some insight into community radio. And be sure to tune into this program every single week and keep tuning in during our funding drive. If you ever want to learn more about community radio and learn about our programming, our finances, our funding, the music that we play, some of the organizations that we're involved in, the NCRA, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the different grants and the staff that we have, the different rights organizations, give me a call any time of the week. I would love to chat about it. I'd love to meet you. Always great to meet our programmers. But I'm going to sort of close the program here, get off the air, play a couple of more tunes, encourage you to give me a call one last time at 648-5925 or donate online, localfm.ca. All right, we're going to hear from this really cool CGSW compilation. We're going to be playing it definitely going forward on the program towards the end of the year. This is a track by the Ashley Hundred called Patterns Elliptical. If you're tuning into the program first time, I hope you tune in again. My name's been Brian Cleveland, and I've been your programmer over the last little while right here on the mixtape, which airs live on Local FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., bringing you all kinds of new Canadian music, heavy focus on maritime artists as well, and then available for rebroadcast on other community radio stations across Canada thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Association Program Exchange, radio4l.net, radioforall.net.com. Sorry, .com. That's way too many dots. It is radioforall.net. Pretty cool website. Go check that out. Another great nonprofit they were able to take part in. And you can find it for download both on that website and on iTunes for searching for the mixtape, or just join the group, the Facebook group, The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM that you can search for on Facebook. All right. Thanks so much again. And it is Funding Drive Week. Give me a call, 648-5925. Thanks so much to all the fine people that called already today and throughout the week. It really means a lot and goes a long way. Here is Patterns Elliptical by the Ashley Hundred.
Becomes what we are. And I'm trying to ignore what this heart's really for. Its only purpose anymore is to keep me alive.
To melt this cold weather.